Om Shanti. Good morning. The refrain in the song was, Baba, you are my treasure. And Baba's today spoken about how Baba has given each and everyone the inheritance now. It's not something that you wait for in the golden age, but all treasures have been given to you already. And then it's up to each one to take them and use them in their life. So all the powers, all the virtues, complete knowledge. So very interesting, really, on contentment. And we've heard many muralis on contentment. And Baba has explained many aspects. But today Baba has taken up the subject, just one aspect. The contentment with the self. What's going on inside. And so I won't go into the detail of that now. But when Baba says, I've given you complete knowledge, it's a reality. There's nothing that Baba has not explained to us. And so, one subject is contentment. The other subject that I want to touch upon is cooperation. And the third subject that's linked with both of these is the subject of contrast and comparison. And that came from the Sakar Murali the other day. In the Sakar Murali, Baba spoke about how, and Baba often tells us, what are the words that we use in Satyug and what are the words that shouldn't be in the Brahman dictionary and so definitely won't be there in Satyug either. And today also Baba's mentioned a word that should not be in the Brahman dictionary. So Baba even teaches us about language, many aspects of language. But when Baba said that in Satyug there are no contrasts, it was in the context of what's happening in Kaliyug and what's happening in Satyug, and you see the contrast. And according to that, you're then able to have unlimited disinterest in whatever is going on in Kaliyug. But of course, when not just contrast, but when there's comparison, then the comparison and competition immediately come in. And so there's a very different situation and it doesn't allow cooperation to happen. I was in Holland for a few days and there was a conference on water. And here we've got a lot of rain today, but in Holland they've had drought for 4 years. They're surrounded by water. Actually, not just surrounded by water, but when you land at the airport, there's a sign that says, you are now below sea level. And so it's a very stark reminder that Dutch are great engineers and perfectionists, and so everything they do is very precise. Some of you know that. Some of you are from a Dutch background, so you know that. And it's a very beautiful thing that everything has to be perfect. But in this case, of course, at the moment, the water's being kept outside and doesn't come inside. And one of the women who was at the conference spoke about Greenland. She'd come from Greenland. And very little population in Greenland, just ice mountains, and she says that the ice is melting, and we know that from all the news. But in Greenland, where it's their home and they're surrounded by ice mountains, well, she's saying that literally you can see on a physical level with your eyes, here's a mountain and it's gradually breaking up, and within a little while it's gone. it's become seawater. So what was fresh water has now become seawater. It's mixed with the sea. And today's really is a very powerful reminder of the elements and what's going to be happening in the next little while. So Baba spoken about the cleanup that's going to be needed and asked the question, can human beings clean the planet? And many are talking about it, but can't really. And so within this particular conference, of course, many bits of information, many things come up. But one particular thing that did come up was, and of course things come up not just during conference sessions, but through the rest of the time. And so the very first evening, I'm sitting across the table with a very young woman, and she was sharing her experience of COVID, and she's working in Tesla, and so very aware of electricity and all of those things. But so we were having a conversation in English. She's Dutch, but it was in English. And four people on the table, so she and I, and then here and here, two Dutchmen talking in Dutch quite intensely. And they're both board members of the board that runs this program that's been going on for more or less 10 years now. And Daddy had inaugurated and launched it 10 years ago in the International Court of Justice, which is called Peace Palace. So Daddy had been there, and this woman who organizes it, a call of time guest, but then really just loving Daddy so much and wanting Daddy to be there. And she'd organized beautiful things for Daddy there. But these two people on the board, and at a particular moment when there was a lull in the conversation, I said to them, are you talking about the matters of the board? Because you seem to be having a very intense discussion. And they laughed and said, no, we were talking about something else. And we were talking about how in both our workplaces, there seems to be a lack of cooperation. And I mean, the white sari explains who you are. You don't have to tell them, I am whatever. And so their question was, from a spiritual perspective, what would you say is the lack of cooperation? And I instantly replied, because I know about it firsthand, I know about it from Baba's Muralis, and I said, ego. And they looked at each other and looked at me and said, we never thought of that. And to me it was so obvious. But of course neither of them were really on a spiritual track, but were interested. And it's interesting, the first night that's what one of them said, and the next day I was with the other in a long drive for an hour and a half with others, and we were going to catch a boat because the first day of the conference was on a boat to be in the water. But the other man, I met him the last night of the conference, again at dinner time, and he says to me, I've been looking at things on YouTube and I'm finding them fascinating, the things that the Brahma Kumaris are saying, and when Oxford opens I want to come. So first day to the fourth day, big transformation. But, and I'd read that Murali on contrast maybe the next morning. So contrast, then comparison and competition and conflict. And then, of course, the subject about ego and cooperation. And you can see how everybody talks about teamwork nowadays. And I see so many things just driving through various places, and in Holland they're very much into process and many different things. And there was this big store, it's a shop, and I don't know what they do inside, I never went in, but big window span that says team building. and various other things about empowerment and so on. So team building, and many of you know that you have to work in teams. You can't do anything on your own. How can you manage to do? You can run a little store by yourself maybe, but even a little store requires the cooperation of the family. So that's a team. But if you want to do anything beyond that, in today's world of complexity, it's impossible. You cannot. It has to be with a team. And yet some teams are successful just on the logic level of sorting things out, and others break down. And in Baba's work also, how could you be here if there weren't many, 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 many teams, not just one team, but many teams to make all this happen? And definitely, when I feel secure and comfortable inside, content inside, then teamwork is possible. And if there isn't that contentment inside, then there'll always be some friction and competition, whether it's subtle or whether it's gross, but it'll always be there. And so Baba's creating teams for Satyug, but the teams have to be effective today to bring about Satyug. And then, yes, in Satyug it'll be teams. Everything will work together in total harmony. Not even human beings together, but humans and nature also working in cooperation with us. And I'm thinking about contentment, removing ego. And what is very clear is that when there's insecurity inside, then that creates lack of contentment, that creates competition, conflict, and all of those things. And why there's competition and insecurity out there, and Brahmins in the process, we haven't got there finally, but in the process, and within that process, to whatever extent I truly remember who I am as a child of God, as an instrument for God, as one of the deity clan, then in that awareness there's total contentment, there's total security, because that's my own personal property, my awareness and what Baba has given me. That is imperishable. It can't be shaken, it can't be touched. And the more I know myself, not just in terms of these titles that Baba has given me, but truly knowing what it is I need to sort out and how, with Baba's help, I am sorting it out and removing it, to that extent I experience that security and self-esteem. It also removes fear, because fear is connected with anything out there. Even this is out there. But inside, whatever I carry within and who I am within, that is mine. It's my treasure and nobody can touch it. Today Baba has said there are two types of personalities in the world out there. It's amazing. God is up above and doesn't experience the things down here, but yet God knows everything that's happening down here and therefore is able to explain everything and help us deal with it. And so Baba said there are two types of personality. One is bodily personality. Somebody's big or somebody's beautiful. Whatever, whatever. But physical, bodily personality. And the other is the personality of position. The other day Baba spoke about how the thrones have gone and now it's chairs. but anyone can pull the chair away from you and you come crashing down, and it happens all the time. So a little position, but suddenly I lose that position. I'm the head of my team, even though it's a tiny little team. But whatever reason, but I'm no longer the head of that team. And it's a loss of identity. Truly our identity gets connected with so much externally that becomes a big crisis. And so Baba's saying, no, your personality is your purity. We've heard that from Baba many times. But today Baba's added, contentment is the purity of your personality. Why? Because purity is that state of total cleanliness. Nothing else coming in at all. The quality of your thoughts, the quality of your awareness, the quality of your attitude. Baba had spoken about how when you change your attitude, you change the world. This was a few weeks ago. But you know how sometimes there are sentences from Baba's Muralis that stick in your mind. So Baba had spoken about the attitude. Your attitude changes the world. So I'm not going to go into that now, but reflect on that also. So my purity, my thoughts, my feelings, my attitude, my awareness, and of course, sanskaras. You can feel when somebody has good intentions and they have goodness. And on one level, every single human soul has goodness. But for some, it's merged a little bit deeper than for others. Some, it's very clearly visible. And what Baba's doing is, and what we are doing through meditation is emerging that goodness more and more. So that Baba's saying, others can see it on your face. Others can see it in your behavior. Many, many interesting sentences that stick from today's Murali. Another sentence, and again, think about it. Yoga is the method, but the results are the fruit. And so yoga in itself, I have 4 hours of yoga, I have 8 hours of yoga, great. But are you seeing the results? So yog vidhi hai, parantu yog ki siddhi kya hai? So Hindi makes it easier, just in a few words. But fascinating things that Baba teaches us. And as we explore all those things on a personal level within ourselves, we begin to understand more and more. And I've never connected contentment as being the foundation of personality. But of course, and Baba says, and you realize it is. Contentment is everything. But contentment is part of the purity. Because when there's contentment, then my intentions are going to be clean. My interaction with others is such that I'm not wanting to take from them, but Baba's given everything. And so there's something that I can give to another. So, very lovely Murali, and you'll be hearing it all. But we're also, the month of June is Mama's month. And so many Sakar Muralis have been about Mama. It's like preparation for Mama's month. But it's also the month of International Yoga Day. And so we're going to be seeing a short presentation about International Yoga Day in just a minute. So enjoy that and prepare for that in whatever way. Om Shanti.